It's just the reaction of the team, especially first half. I thought it was as poor a game as I've ever been involved in. It was a really poor first half. I wouldn't like to pay any money to watch it, so I know how difficult it must be to people to watch it. So, but in saying that, I thought a bit better. We changed it a little bit. We were a bit better. That was all I would say. Did 0-0, wrote all over it, and probably that's what it deserved. Yeah. But if you don't do your job, we didn't do the job. We weren't switched on at the free kick, and we're shouting from the side. You let people go, and then you give a corner away. And you, for the corner, you're trying to play your way out of danger. And there's times that you've got to put it in row Z or clear it up the pitch, and you've got two people up for standing up the pitch. So, decision making at the end up. But as I say, it was a really poor game and a really poor day all round.
It can't be a nice feeling when you see the fans' reaction and you're the subject of it.
You expect that. You don't win games of football, so I've no problem with that. I've told you that for day one, and I know you're trying to make something from it. I've told you that for day one. Every time you don't win a game of football, that's the case. So, as I say, I'm more disappointed in the performance than anything else, you know. So that's my job, is to win games of football. You don't win games of football, you know the consequences. So, but it's not been down to lack of effort and commitment to try and do the right thing and get the right thing. I must admit, it was very difficult to watch a team representing me today, never mind the club, playing the way we did in the first half especially.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, it's not a nice question to ask Peter, but I mean, are you confident you'll still get the chance to turn this around?
That's not my answer. You're asking the wrong person. My job is, put it this way, I can tell you 100%, I won't be quitting, because I do my job 100%. I know what my job is, I know what my job is, and I know what's expected in my job, and I'll work 100% every day. So that'll not be for me, but it'll be somebody else's decision. If that may be, I've had nothing but support here for the Thomas and Ross. Have been fantastic support. But I would understand 100% if I'm not the manager, no problem. But the one thing I could say is I've given everything to try and do it right.
You sound like you believe you can still turn this around.
I wouldn't be standing talking to you, honestly. I'm so gutted, disappointed with the performance today. That's the biggest bugbear for me, I know. But I know the consequences of football matches and no winning them, and the run we're on. People can say misfortune throughout it. There have been different things that's happened, which we can't speak too much about. But there's been different things that's happened. And I know that, but at the end of the day, I know with the group and the work the staff's put in, that's why you end up with Thomas and that in the situation, because they know what we put in. But I know the bottom line is you've got to get results on a Saturday, and unfortunately that's not the case, and I know the consequences when that's not the case.
Graham Dorans, was it an injury?
Yeah, from the other night, yeah. Yes, Graham from the other night, yeah. Okay, thanks very much. Thank you.